You're listening to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
It's a good day to be Catholic. Every day is, because Jesus is in the Eucharist, and he's in your church. And the only thing keeping him from you is us. So let's get to it. Our 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading from Wisdom, the Book of Wisdom, chapter 12, verse 13, then verses 16 through 19. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 86, verses 5 and 6, 9 and 10, and then verses 15 and 16. Our second reading from Romans, chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. And our gospel, the long form from St. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 through 43. Good guys don't always finish last. Now, I know that it's a popular cliche in our culture, you know, good guys finish last. It's one of those things in culture where, you know, I know like when I'm doing my taxes, I don't cheat on my taxes. And I know it frustrates me at times because I'll hear different conversations, rumblings, things like that from people who do. And it's one of those ones where, you know, when push comes to shove, a lot of times doing the right thing can be the lonely thing. And a lot of times, you know, when you're trying to live the right way of life, you're trying to live with integrity, you're trying to live as a true Christian, and you look around and see the amount of people who aren't, sometimes the devil can get in there and try and demoralize us. He can get in there and make us almost second guess ourselves. But my brothers and my sisters, doing the right thing is always the right thing because God is God and love wins. Love will always win. Evil cannot stop God. In this first reading, we're reminded again, and this is why it's called the Book of Wisdom. So we should be wise to listen to it, and we'll grow in wisdom if we live in it. There is no God besides you who have the care of all, that you need to show you have not unjustly condemned. Your might is the source of justice, your mastery over all things. It's this wonderful reminder to us about not only the fact is God active and God is present and God is just, but God is powerful and God pays attention, and those who belong to God will be vindicated. God will lift us up. Is that he doesn't turn a blind eye when we get wronged or injustices are done. Is that God will make all things new. God will make all things right, and in the end, love will win. And we can't just surrender to the world and think, well, because you know this person got away with this. No one gets away with anything, because God is justice. And that's one of those reasons it's important that we sing this responsorial psalm and believe it. Lord, you are good and forgiving, because we don't get away with it either. When we sin, we're not getting away with anything. We have to be willing to go to God, fall on our knees, and praise him for his goodness, because he is so forgiving. He is so loving. In the second reading, brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to our aid in our weakness. If we don't know how to pray as we ought, the Spirit intercedes for us. This is a great reminder again. Look, you know what? When you don't know how to pray, when I don't know how to pray, we don't even know what to say, we should be rejoicing in the fact that God gives us a Spirit, not just a Spirit of power, but the Spirit that's going to lead us to pray, teach us to pray, urge us to pray, and give us the words of prayer and direct our hearts in ways that in our humanity we can't. And this is a great reminder to me, especially in those times that, you know, a lot of times we get too wrapped up in the words of our prayer. And we can get, and especially if you're in a hard time in your faith walk, if you're feeling kind of downtrodden, or like a lot of people are opposed to you, you just can't seem to find the words, you have a hard time praying, just the very desire to pray, the effort in praying and putting ourselves in the presence of God. It's not about the words. It's about the motivation behind them. It's about where we're directing our prayers and if we're trusting in the God we're praying to. And the Holy Spirit is invaluable. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us according to the will of God, as it reminds us in the second reading. And I just want to remind you again, if you are in this point in your life, if you feel as though, you know what, gosh, it's just so hard to live this Christian life, that's a good sign. You're doing something right, especially if you feel opposed by evil, if you feel attacked by others, feel attacked by the enemy. Don't give up. Don't stop, because love wins. Good guys don't finish last. In this gospel, in the first part you're going to hear about is another parable, and we're in the parable section of Matthew right now, so you're going to hear a lot about parables. The word parable means comparison, and it means the kingdom of God might be likened to a man who sows good seed in the field, but while everyone's asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds throughout all the wheat and then went off. And we have to understand in an agricultural setting that back then in Mediterranean culture, this would not have been awkward, that a lot of times different people, different landowners would sabotage, different families would sabotage their enemy's crop, their enemy's fields. They would go in and they would sow what was called a darnel, which looks a lot like weed, but it would choke the good fruit, the good wheat that was growing. And they would sow this, you know, in a lot of different efforts, sometimes to get back at people, sometimes to ruin someone else's crop so that they would make more money. But this was not infrequent. This actually would happen. And this gets likened to, hey, what happens when, you know, why does the Lord allow injustice to go on? Why does the Lord sometimes allow, you know, these bad things to happen? Why doesn't the Lord just come and smite this guy or take this guy out of here or deal with this situation? And one of the reasons we're reminded is, look, if he comes and deals with it right now, he's going to pull out some of the wheat too, not just the weeds. But we have to understand too is that God is merciful. And there are some quote unquote weeds in your life, in my life. Some people who we think are just too hardened to God, would never turn their hearts to him, would never be open to them. Some people that we've given up on, that God hasn't. And if he was to come right now and take them out, literally to smite them and take them off, this doesn't give them the opportunity to turn their hearts to him. This is one of the reasons that as a Catholic church, we're even saying that people that have been given the death penalty, like the capital punishment, isn't even appropriate, the Catholic church will teach, because God's mercy is rich. And as long as people have breath in their lungs and life in their bodies, they have the opportunity to turn their hearts back to God's mercy. We want to constantly praise God for his mercy. This is why we're a church of life, a church from womb to tomb, because evil cannot stop God. God will always overcome evil. And if God doesn't overcome evil on this earth, you know what? There's a problem, because God is bigger than that. Evil cannot stop God. Love wins. The good guys will not finish last, because God sees all and knows all and judges all, and God is mercy and God is love and God is worth our everything. You can't stop him. And that's the thrust of those readings, especially in the Gospels again today, is that it might not look like much, a mustard seed, but in time, you're going to see God's glory. May he bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.